Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Israeli military has said it has killed the commander of Hezbollah's headquarters in a strike in Beirut. In further exchanges overnight, Hezbollah fired 135 rockets at Israel's third biggest city, Haifa, while the Israeli Air Force also carried out extensive bombings in southern Lebanon. From Tel Aviv, our deputy foreign editor, Edmund Heafy.
Suhail Hussein Husseini was the commander of Hezbollah's Beirut-based headquarters. He is just the latest of the group's leaders to be taken out by Israeli strikes. His unit is thought to have overseen the group's budget, as well as the organisation of its other branches. According to the Israeli military, he was also a partner in the agreements on weapons transfers between Iran and Hezbollah. This morning, there are fresh reports of Israeli strikes on the Lebanese capital's Daya suburb in the south of the city. For its part, Hezbollah claimed responsibility for missiles that were fired at central Israel last night, saying that they were aimed at a key military base near Tel Aviv that houses an elite intelligence unit of the Israeli army. Edmund Heafy, RT News, Tel Aviv.
The finance bill and the social welfare bill, which will give effect to the measures announced in the budget, are set to be presented to Cabinet today. The Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, will this morning confirm the payment dates for the cost of living supports. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Just when exactly the finance bill and the social welfare bill will be enacted and whether the legislation might be accelerated to pave the way for an election is not yet clear, but some payment dates have now been nailed down. The first double payment for pensioners, carers and people with disabilities will be paid on the week of October 28, while the Christmas bonus will be paid on the week of December 2nd. The two double child benefit payments will be made on November 5th and December 3rd. On the week beginning November 4th, four payments will be issued, including the €400 working family payment, the €400 disability support grant, and the €300 lump sum for households in receipt of the fuel allowance. The following week will see a €400 payment issued to carers and a €200 living alone allowance. While the €100 payment for people in receipt of the child support grant will be paid on the week of November 25th. Minister Eamon Ryan will also tell the Cabinet that the €125 energy credits will be paid from the beginning of November and again at the start of January.
The US President Joe Biden has postponed an event to mark the centenary of diplomatic relations between Ireland and the United States. However, a meeting between the President and the Taoiseach Simon Harris will still go ahead tomorrow. A major hurricane is due to make landfall in the state of Florida at about the same time. The President was due to host a reception at the White House. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Biden was due to meet the Taoiseach in the Oval Office tomorrow and then host a modest reception in the Rose Garden at the White House to mark 100 years of diplomatic relations between the United States and Ireland. But the latter event has been postponed due to Hurricane Milton, a Category 5 storm that is due to make landfall in Florida at about the same time the reception was due to be held. Milton is one of the strongest storms ever recorded, with wind speeds of around 290 kilometres an hour expected later today as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico, heading for Tampa on the west coast of Florida. The president has faced extreme criticism from presidential candidate Donald Trump over emergency funding and aid efforts for the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, which caused enormous damage and more than 200 deaths in the southeast, particularly in North Carolina, just over a week ago. The White House has accused the Trump campaign of spreading disinformation about the relief effort for electoral gain. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Police in Northern Ireland have launched a murder investigation into the death of a 22-year-old woman in South Belfast. Mary Ward was found dead at her home last Tuesday on Melrose Street. The lead detective on the case said Ms. Ward had not been seen alive since the 25th of September. The PSNI said Ms. Ward is the fourth woman to be murdered in Northern Ireland in just 6 weeks. A new body has been launched to resolve appeals against decisions made by social media companies on issues such as the removal of content and the suspension of accounts. The Appeals Centre Europe will be based in Dublin and will hear disputes from people and organisations in Ireland and across the EU. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The new appeals centre will initially decide cases relating to Facebook, TikTok and YouTube, and is aiming to include more social media platforms in the future. It will hear complaints about decisions relating to issues such as the removal of content and the suspension of accounts. The appeals centre has been certified by the media regulator Comisiún na mBian as an out-of-court dispute settlement body under the EU's Digital Services Act. The start-up funding for the centre has been provided through a one-time grant from the Meta Oversight Board Trust. Once launched, the appeals centre will be funded through fees charged to social media companies for each case. Users who lodge an appeal will pay what's described as a nominal fee, but this will be refunded if the centre finds in their favour.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy and damp over much of North Leinster, Connaught and Ulster today. Rain will extend from the east, easing in the afternoon and evening. Further south, a mix of showers and sunny spells. Highest temperatures 12 to 16 degrees.